Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's February 5th, 2014, and let's get straight into our top story tonight. The United States Postal Service has bought bullets. This is to add to the hefty amount by DHS, which they say is just for target practice. It's not to be used against you, the American citizen. So DHS has the bullets. The United States Postal Service has the bullets, but they say they're just going to use them to shoot the paper targets of women, pregnant women, children, old men, and so forth and so on. So be sure of that. And the next time they say that all this bullet rationing, all these bullets that they're buying is just another conspiracy theory. Moving on, Supreme Court Justice confirms American internment camps will happen again. It is reality. This is from Justice Scalia. He said, "You are kidding yourself if you think the same thing will not happen again. That's what's going on. The panic about the war and the invasion of the Pacific and whatnot, that's what happens. It was wrong, but I would not be surprised to see it happen again in time of war. It's not justification, but it is the reality." Of course, talking about the Japanese internment camps, and not just the internment camps, but we've seen similar things with the resettlement of Native Americans and other groups as well. So at least he's being real about it. He's saying, you know, you have these big FEMA camps, big FEMA drills. I wouldn't be surprised to see these type of things happen again. Sheila Jackson Lee, writing executive orders for Obama to sign, our number one agenda. Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee said that the new Congressional Full Employment Caucus will give President Obama a number of executive orders that he can sign. Jackson Lee added that writing up executive orders should be our number one agenda. And if you recall last year, part of Ms. Jackson Lee's agenda was to have martial law to overcome the government shutdown. You know, just use martial law to do whatever you want to do. Not only that, we've seen President Obama saying that he will bypass Congress with executive orders, executive actions for anything that he feels that he should just be able to do, whether that's taking over your guns or launching non-constitutional wars, kinetic actions, as he likes to call them, and this just fits right into that same mode. TSA blasted for dishonest response to whistleblower's expose. Now, we all know that the TSA is an organization of the highest caliber, and this is the article from Paul Joseph Watson. Jason Harrington wrote a piece for Politico magazine in which he lifted the lid on the endemic corruption that pervades the TSA, revealing how TSA screeners laughed at naked images of passengers, deliberately targeted attractive women, operated dangerous full-body scanners while being fully aware of the fact that they didn't work. The TSA's assistant administrator, Luann Canopy, responded on the agency's official blog website by claiming Harrington's article was a mischaracterization of TSA procedure. So the TSA went into damage control saying that this doesn't represent our agency accurately. Well, what about this? What about filling up Alec Baldwin's little baby girl or all the kids that you touch when they travel through because they may be a potential terrorist? Checking out grandma's diaper, you know, grandpa who's a wounded veteran, making him stand up out of his wheelchair. Recently, when we went to the Super Bowl, TSA in the train stations, you said, oh, well, I thought TSA was just going to stay in the airports. No, it's transportation, any type of transportation, whether that's a train, whether that's a car, whether that's an airplane. They're at the Super Bowl on the train right before you get to the Super Bowl, checking people's luggage there. So the TSA, not to mention the ABC report, where the TSA agent stole the iPad from ABC News. ABC News shows up and say, hey, we want our iPad back. He said, oh, I'm sorry, my wife stole it. Just complete lunacy, stupidity going on at that agency. It really needs to be shut down because last time I counted, they have not caught a single terrorist in their entire existence. Head of Iran nuclear organization, entire nuclear activity of Iran is going on. The head of Iran's nuclear organization, Ali Akbar, says the entire nuclear activity of Iran is going on, despite some nuclear deal reached with the United States and other Western nations. Akbar made the comments in an interview with Press TV. The United States says that it has managed to dismantle at least parts of Iran's nuclear program. What do you say to that, was the question posed by Press TV, to which the response was given. Well, you can come and see whether or not our sites, nuclear equipment and nuclear facilities are dismantled or not. We see the United States trying to tell Iran how to operate their nuclear program, and I'm definitely not here cheerleading for Iran, but I see the United States government, a country who dropped a ball in Fukushima, the Fukushima cleanup, because, you know, they sent the guys from the USS Ronald Reagan to go clean up the Fukushima disaster. The guys come back, they're sick, and the government's like, well, we don't know why these guys got sick. Same thing happened on the West Coast when myself and some of the other crew members went to the West Coast to document radiation levels. We found radiation levels in excess of 10 times of what's considered normal in Half Moon Bay, California. Nobody wants to talk about this, and we've seen debris come in from Fukushima. Well, not necessarily Fukushima, but from the tsunami. And if we can get tsunami debris, why can't we get Fukushima debris? It's just baffling to me. So whether you like nuclear power, nuclear weapons, whatever you think about fallout or cleanup, I think the United States definitely is not the best of telling people how to operate their nuclear facilities. Mainstream media collapsing. New York Times now irrelevant, according to its own writers. The New York Observer interviewed more than two dozen current and former New York Times writers, virtually all of whom were unanimous in acknowledging that the old grade lady had become increasingly insignificant. And with the growing strength of the alternative media, with the growing strength of citizen journalists, you better start swimming or you will sink like a stone, because you got guys like Dan Bedani who can go to the press conference for the Boston bombing. Why were people being told to remain calm right before the bomb went off? You got guys like the guy who went to the Super Bowl. The citizen journalist jumped up on stage and said, investigate 9/11. And, you know, that may not be the best course of action for every event, but it worked for him. And it got the message out there. And, you know, thankfully, people are bold enough to still say, investigate 9/11, because not everybody believes the official story that they're trying to pull. And speaking of citizen journalists, we have this one. UK cop caught framing citizen journalist on camera.
You're part of that group.
You're assaulting me, please.
I'm not assaulting you. I'm moving you, and I'm helping you into that line. Are you drunk? You've been drinking this morning. You've been drinking this morning.
No, I've not.
You've been drinking this morning.
No, I've not.
You've been drinking.
I've had tea.
You've arrived in your car.
No, I've not.
You've arrived in your car this morning. You've had a drink, haven't you?
I am not
this is
driving.
Failure. You'll be arrested. Do you consent to provide a specimen?
I do not consent to provide a specimen.
Then you're under arrest for failing to provide a specimen of breath.
Another disgusting example of police overreach. Just the complete police state. We saw this when the crew went up to Dallas and they were busting people's heads, shoving people over, not allowing people, peaceful protesters to enter a space that they were told they would be able to go into. You know, every time I go out to the Texas Capitol building now, it seems like the Texas DPS is always out there arresting people for doing nothing more than exercising their constitutional rights. Guys out there carrying their long guns, people peacefully protesting, even, abortionists who went out there, and I'm definitely not a supporter of abortion, but I'm not a supporter of Texas DPS trying to frame people up, saying that they're throwing feces and all this, and then the court, the case goes to court, comes out that that was not exactly true because they had no evidence to support it. So, you know, I call it like I see it. I don't like abortion, but I don't like you guys lying on them either. All you cricket cops out there, we had the guy on the Alex Jones radio show today talking about some local issues here in Austin, the story about Larry Jackson, also a story about a young man, a high school student who was tased by police, who was doing nothing wrong. The young man had actually broken up a fight. I was standing there minding his own business. The cop comes up behind and tases the guy. The kid falls down, busts his head open. Now the kid, he was in a coma for a long time. He's up and active now, but he still has many, many difficulties that are going to be facing him as his life continues. So speak out against this police state. If you are an officer, be one of the good officers. Be a shining example of people who can look at you and say, you know, this guy isn't like all the rest. You know, we were recently in New York for the Super Bowl. And for as many issues as I have with the NYPD, I'm not a fan of the stop and frisk. I'm not a fan of all the security cameras. I'm not a fan of them opening fire on one guy at the Empire State Building and hitting nine other people. I don't like any of that, but I give credit where credit is due. When I went to New York this past weekend, I had no issues with the NYPD. You know, I'm not saying that nobody else did, but me personally, I didn't. So, you know, I give credit where credit's due, and hopefully we can get more people to act like that 365 days a year, not just be nice because you have this big crowd in town, but be good people all year round. Mandatory vehicle-to-vehicle communications coming to United States cars. Let's see what this is. The geniuses at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration are so concerned about your safety that they have decided to take into their own hands and make it mandatory that your car wirelessly communicate with other vehicles on the road. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox went so far as to say the technology could save thousands of lives and even prevent accidents in the first place, which basically means they want to have an OnStar type system where they can remotely shut down your car if they feel like it, or they can be like the people who want to tax you by the mile, just like a taxi cab does because of carbon credits. So you didn't hear about that. You can find those reports on Infowars.com. And we'll end tonight with this. Obama's next executive action, create climate hubs. Okay, so they want to regulate your land, tell you what you can and cannot do on your land, if you can have a pool, if you can have ducks and chickens and cows and what forth. This is what they want to do. This is the next thing, the next executive action. Based at existing agricultural department facilities, the hubs will assess local climate risk, such as droughts and wildfires, then develop plans for dealing with them, such as improved irrigation techniques. So, which means Big Brother is coming to your land and he's going to tell you exactly what you can and cannot do to it. So stay tuned after this break. This is the end of our first segment, but right after this break, Alex's son, Rex Jones, will be giving you a special report, and you don't want to miss that. And also, I'll be talking to Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gun Works. He is the first retailer gun seller in the country to accept bitcoins for firearms purchases, both new and used firearms. So you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned for both of those right after this break.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution, InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, authoritarian regimes have wanted to control the youth and condition them to spy on their parents and to join the Hitler Youth. Publications like Forbes and The Week have asked the question, why is there a war on lemonade stands? We're going to answer that important question. An 11-year-old girl's lucrative cupcake business is in limbo. She was prohibited from selling cupcakes that were made in her home and had not made anyone sick. A 4-year-old Iowa girl had her lemonade stand shut down by local police. Her crime? She had been selling lemonade at 25 cents a cup for less than half an hour and probably didn't make much more than $5. Police informed her that a permit would cost $400. In protest to this kooky and insane attack on an American tradition, August 20th is now unofficially National Lemonade Freedom Day. In Virginia, Martha Bonita was threatened with $5,000 per day fines for such horrific crimes as hosting a birthday party for 8 10-year-olds on a rural property without a permit and for advertising pumpkin carvings. In response, Delegate Bob Marshall introduced HB 1219 into the Virginia General Assembly. It states, local officials who abuse zoning authority powers to cower citizens into submission and deprive landowners of constitutional rights in the enjoyment of their land must be subject to fines and actual damages that they cause, including attorney fees. Colorado students and their parents are furious at their high school after administrators rejected their request for a Spirit Week Day honoring America. because it might offend non-Americans. In essence, the high school leaned on the side of racism rather than to allow patriotism to flourish. An 11-year-old Oregon girl, Madison Root, tried to help her father pay for expensive braces by selling mistletoe over the holidays. According to her father, the private security guard hired to oversee the Portland security market told her to simply beg for money rather than to sell mistletoe. Her father stated, he does not want to encourage begging and wants people to earn their living. She is so keen on high work ethic. Madison confirmed this. I don't want to beg. I'd rather work for something than beg. People are selling stuff. This is a public place. Despite this reprimanding of her business, she now has 38, and I did say 38, people working for her at a decent $9 an hour. The answer to these attacks is to buy local and support small businesses in your community. The establishment would have you buying big box store goods from Foxconn slave factories. Vote with your dollars and buy local American goods and organic foods. Young people, don't let them intimidate you and stop you from becoming free market. Get outside, stop playing video games and watching TV, and start interacting with the real world. Don't let your brain fall into decay and rot like so many others already have. Start your own business. Write your own book. Start a garden. Become a voice for your fellow Americans. The people are fighting back against the globalist movement to outlaw grassroots bartering into extinction.
Hi, I'm Rex Jones, and I'm part of the Resistance of Tyranny. You, too, are part of the Resistance to Tyranny. And remember, if you are watching this transmission, you are the Resistance.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other members of the fluorine family that are added to Western water supplies are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the people that drink it. So the question is, why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We developed Fluoride Shield to be the highest quality, highest standards, because I use it every day and my family uses it every single day. Let's take a closer look at the ingredients that make up this special proprietary formula. Tamarind has been celebrated for its ability to immobilize toxic fluoride residues, while zeolites have a long history of attracting and holding toxic compounds. Enter fulvic acid, an excellent cleansing agent. Then we added the highest quality shilajit, a rare compound that is collected from the high mountains of the Himalayas. We topped it all off with the powerhouse herb cilantro that is intended to mobilize fluoride and other dangerous compounds for removal from the body. And the final touch to energize this formula is our proprietary nascent iodine. And as always, consult your physician as well, because that is important. And finally, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, and all the products at InfoWarsLife.com grew out of my quest to try to find the very best compounds from God's cornucopia to protect myself and my family. And from our research, I believe we are bringing you the best, highest quality products. And you have that commitment from Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew.
Central Texas Gunworks, a local Austin gun shop, is the first retailer in the United States to accept bitcoins as payment for new and used firearms. To tell us more about this, we have the owner of Central Texas Gunworks, Michael Cargill. All right, Michael Cargill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
having
me.
So you are the first dealer to sell guns, firearms, not just firearms, but also accessories, with the acceptance of bitcoin. Can you tell us more about this decision to go the bitcoin route?
Oh, definitely. We decided to do this. I've been looking into it for like a good year now. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching Bitcoin as it's grown, going from, I guess, 5 years ago from like, $20 to now $800.
Oh, yeah. It's been a massive jump.
Oh, yes. And I decided, you know, well, all these people are getting into Bitcoins and they're making all this good kind of money. Well, you know what? I need to give them, you know, an option of purchasing firearms, you know, in my shop using some of that, you know, some of those funds.
And we see more and more vendors starting to accept Bitcoins. Some of your larger retailers, even to some extent, some of your Amazons and things such as that, looking towards those ways of payment. So, you know, obviously you're into it. Do you think other dealers are into these type of things?
I think they should go toward using Bitcoin because it's going to be a little more secure than using credit cards. I mean, we've watched, you know, Target, them go through this little problem that they've had. Well, you know what? Bitcoin's a little more secure. You're not going to get your information stolen. And then people also talk about scams. Well, you know what? You can be scammed doing anything. A person can pull a scam on you using cash. Mm-hmm. They can pull a scam on you with checks. They can pull a scam on you with credit cards. So you need to, you know, keep your stuff safe, keep your information safe and off the web, and it's a little more secure.
And the volatility of Bitcoin, at least in these early days, we've seen some big influxes in the market. Does that concern you at all?
No, not at all. I think that this is actually going to grow to probably about, I expect it to go up its high as $10,000. You know, oh, yes, definitely. So I think people should get into it and get involved into it. It's a little more secure, and it's the way to go.
Right. And I know you know Cody Wilson, the guy, the printable gun pioneer. He's also into the dark vault. You got a smile on your face. Have you gotten any inside tips from Cody as far as dealing with the Bitcoins?
I got a text message from Cody. I don't know where he is, you know, in the world. I was told he was in the United States, and someone told me he wasn't, but I got a text message, and it said, wow. So, yeah.
He's definitely excited about it. Because, you know, you're mixing two things very popular with our viewers. You got guns on one end, you got Bitcoins on another, you got the marriage together. And as far as I know, you're the pioneer, you're the guy leading off. You don't know if any other retailers, gun sellers looking into this?
There's someone that does use firearms, but we're the first one to do new firearms, used firearms, NFA items, your suppressors, your automatic rifles, classes, concealed handgun classes, everything, and say, hey, you can purchase this on our website. You can go directly to our website and purchase a firearm and, you know, have no fear. You know, people are saying, well, is this something that people are going to start, you know, purchasing firearms with illegally? Mm-hmm. We're still going to do the same thing. You're going to purchase that firearm using Bitcoin. We're still going to come in. You're going to fill out the 4473. We're going to call the FBI and do the background check because we have to.
I'm glad you clarified that because you'll have a lot of the naysayers that, well, this is just one more step. You know, we won't be able to track anybody because they're using Bitcoins. You know, like you can track people with cash. That's so such a normal thing to happen. But, Mike, since I got you here, I want to talk about some local news going on here as well in the city of Austin. Now, we've seen the gun shows here messing around with the city council and all that. They don't want us to have the gun shows. Can you elaborate on that?
Right. What they're trying to do is they're trying to shut down the Saxa gun show. They want them to do universal background checks, mm-hmm. you know, for everyone, even for a private sale.
Right.
And what we're saying is I'm asking the promoter of the Saxa gun show to stand his ground. Mm-hmm. Under no circumstances, you know, fold to, you know, just like I heard someone once say, you know, we don't even negotiate with domestic terrorists.
Yes.
You know, and I consider them domestic terrorists. Mm-hmm. You know, under no circumstances allow them to write into a contract that you're going to make everyone do a background check, even for a private sale. That is illegal. A private individual cannot call the FBI and get a background check on another individual. Mm-hmm. I, as a gun store owner, cannot, even if someone walks into my gun store and they want to sell me a firearm, I can't even call the FBI, the ATF, to find out if that firearm has been stolen or reported stolen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a private individual cannot call the FBI and do a background check.
Exactly. Now, Mike, let me get your take on just background checks in general, not talking about so much the gun shows, but do you think background checks are a good thing?
For someone to walk into the gun store to do and we have to do the background check, that's something that we have to do. But a private sale from one individual to another, absolutely not. We should not regulate private sale of one item to another, you know, to another individual. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't do that with anything else, so why should we do that with firearms?
Exactly, exactly. Now I want to get your take on this. I know you're an advocate for people being able to carry their firearms on campus. We recently saw the situation in Florida where after an attack, school actually reversed its decision and now allows students to carry their firearms at least in their vehicles.
And we did the same thing here in Texas where, you know, it was always legal for a CHO holder or anyone to have a firearm inside their vehicle on the college campus. But the universities would come up with a rule and said, hey, if you, we find out that you have a firearm in that vehicle, we're going to expel you or suspend you from school. So the legislator came back on September 1st, 2013, and it went into effect that the colleges, universities can no longer do that here in Texas. And I'm glad Florida has followed suit because, you know, we need to do something with all these school shootings because that institution, there's no magic force field that surrounds that institution. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's going to prevent someone from going off the campus, coming on the campus and doing what they want to do. And what we should do is put guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Because the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
That's exactly right. Now, Mike, let me hit you on this. Now, we see the situation. We have a lot of open carry groups here in the Texas area, especially here in Austin. Now, we recently, I think we were both there at this recent gun rally 2 or 3 weeks ago. And you can walk into the Texas Capitol with a concealed weapon on your hip, and that's fine. But now Texas DPS, for some reason, is saying if you want to even step onto the Capitol grounds with a displayed rifle, something that's completely legal in the state of Texas for our viewers who don't know, if you have a pre-1899 pistol, you can wear that, as well as a long gun strapped over your shoulder, carrying in a measure not calculated to cause alarm. So with these new developments, these new policies, I can't even call them laws, right, going on with Texas DPS, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the Department of Public Safety in the state of Texas needs to follow what the legislator has, you know, outlined. You know, and they say that, hey, you can, with the concealed handgun license, go into the Capitol, just like you said. You know, you give them your concealed handgun license, you swipe that license, the trooper at the door, you know, sees your information on the screen. You can testify before a Texas State House committee with a handgun on you. You can testify before a Texas State Senate committee with a handgun on you. You can sit in the House gallery and watch the debates take place. You can sit in the Senate gallery and watch the debates take place in the state of Texas with a handgun on you. And that's why I love Texas. So they need to adhere to those rules that the legislature have written out, and we should be able to open carry on the grounds. I don't know why they're creating new rules, and something needs to be done. And I hope that we get some new people in office, that we actually come out and vote and get these, you know, some of these old guys out of here.
Exactly. Maybe that'd be another topic for another time. But in the time we have, just give us your information and how people can get a hold of you and check up on your work.
All right. You can go to our website, which is CentralTexasGunWorks.com. You can find us on Facebook at Central Texas Gunworks. You can also, we're on Twitter at Centex Guns. Definitely check out our website. On our website, we have latest news and announcements. So there you can, you know, look at different things that we're working on. We're working on multiple things in the coming year, and we're going to make some announcements and some other things. So definitely check out our website and, you know, come on into the store, go to our website and purchase a firearm legally using Bitcoin.
Bitcoins. All right. Michael Cargill, thank you for your time, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. And if you say, hey, I want my guns, I want my freedom, I want my bitcoins, I want everything that is America, you need to stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up the classic Come and Take It t-shirt on sale right now at the InfoWars shop. Also, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a free trial. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.